Hey guys, I wanted to talk about direct mail. So I have a lot of investors and people are doing direct mail, and a lot of them are failing pretty bad and they're wasting a ton of money doing it. So I wanted to kind of give the tips based on how we've done direct mail and how partners that we have that we manage their leads do direct mail. So first of all, why is direct mail good? Why should you even consider it? Well, it's direct, right? I mean, it's going directly to the homeowner, the person that owns that house. Aside from knocking on the door and speaking directly to them, this is a very direct route. If you use postcards, they have 100% open rate. What that means is that nobody needs to open a postcard. It's already open. As soon as they see it, you got to make sure that message is there. It's good. It's, you know, something catches their eye because they'll read it. You know, it's already open. And if the whatever mail piece you send out, it comes back on undeliverable, then the chances are is it comes back that way to everybody else. So now you have an extra step to take that I would say about 80 to 90% of other investors are not willing to take. So now you need to figure out, why did it come back to you? Is, you know, is there something wrong with the address? Is there nobody at the house? Is it the wrong house? I mean, start researching, right? Maybe in the best way, of course, is to door knock the house. I will be doing an episode soon about door knocking and how we do it and what works. So why do people fail at direct mail? First of all, one of the worst reasons is that they do direct mail, they get a deal, and then they stop doing direct mail because they're chasing down that deal. That's the worst thing you can do. If you do direct mail and you get a deal, guess what? That's the success part. It's over. Now you got to keep going and keep doing more direct mail because that deal's done with. You already got it. You know, and yes, you got to work it and get it to convert, but you already got the deal. But now you got to go to the next one. Now you got to go get another deal and another deal because you got to keep the ball rolling. And marketing is kind of like a machine. It's kind of like a ball that once you get it rolling, it takes very little effort to keep that momentum going. But if you stop it and then try to start again, it takes a lot more work. And it takes, you're pretty much starting from scratch again. So it's never stopping marketing. Now, another reason people stop is they run out of money. So a lot of people think when they get started in real estate is that they need to market to, let's say, 2,000, 3,000 people. Like the amount of people they market to really matters. And while, yes, it is a numbers game, the amount of people you send letters to, it's also a consistency game right now. Where before you used to be able to send out one letter and that from that first letter, they'll give you a call. The problem that we're having right now is that in a hot market like we're in a lot of areas of the US, and I'm in San Antonio, Texas, a lot of the people that you're mailing out to, there's not really a high level of motivation. Foreclosure people are getting destroyed with marketing. I mean, some of the houses I've been to that have been under foreclosures, they've been getting, which are pre-foreclosures, they've been getting 85 to 90 letters. I mean, they don't even open them anymore. So even postcards, they just throw them in the garbage. So, I mean, that's just wasted efforts. So now people start getting a little more creative and they try to send to absentee homeowners, you know, just a bunch of different little probate lists and tax delinquents. And the thing with all these people is that they may not necessarily be motivated enough to sell when they receive that letter. So you got to send another one and another one and another one. And my suggestion is you budget for a year. So this means that you sending these people a letter at least once a month, nonstop, every single month. So the way to do this the best is see what your budget is and be realistic with your budget. Maybe you say my budget is $100 a month. That's fine. It's $100 a month, but make sure it's always $100 a month. What is that? How much marketing are you going to be able to get out with $100 a month? So volume in that case, you're not getting much of a discount, but let's call it 50 cents a letter. All right. So you're paying 50 cents a letter. $100 a month, you're getting 200 mil pieces out the door every single month. Pick 200 houses that you want to market to. Maybe spend a little time researching the area. I did a post before on how to wholesale in hot markets, how to find these hot areas. So pick an area, pick 200 houses, and every single month you hit the same 200 houses nonstop, every single month. And yes, you're gonna get extremely discouraged when your phone never rings, and I understand that, but keep going. You're gonna go to networking events and you're gonna hear somebody say, oh, I'm killing it with this probate list. And you're gonna get, you know, very distracted and you're gonna say, shit, maybe I should try that probate list. It's fine if you want to, but don't stop the $100 a month that you're doing with this current list. Instead, create a new budget and start that second campaign with that one. But don't stop the first one. Don't get sidetracked by that shiny penny, because to be honest, every strategy works and every strategy sucks. It just depends on when and how. I mean, I've gotten deals from postcards I've sent out literally over a year ago that the person just kept my postcard and they're giving me a call now. They weren't motivated at the time. So anything works at any given time, and then nothing works at any given time, which is why you can't stop something. Pick a list. If it's, let's say, absentee homeowners and it's $100 a month and it's 200 houses, that's all you do. And then if you want to try a probate list, get a probate list and do the same process. How much do you want to spend a month for the next 12 months, for the next 18 months or 24 months? Just never stop. Until these people call you saying that the house has sold, don't stop sending them letters. And always the same one. Be consistent, because by sending them the same marketing piece over and over, it kind of like creates that familiarity in their head. So as they keep getting that same postcard, they're going to throw it out and throw it out, but they always look at it because it's open. So they'll look at it, throw it out, look at it, throw it out. But eventually it gets to a point where they're getting other postcards, but yours starts to look familiar. And now, and they've already been thinking about selling because they keep getting these damn postcards about sell your house. You know, so they're already thinking about selling. Now your postcard became that familiar postcard, and it just gives you that much more of a shot of getting a phone call. And then another issue is impatience. Like people, like I said, it gets 3 months into it, 4 months into it, 6 months into it, and they haven't gotten anything. And they're like, oh man, you know, this is just not working. This sucks. They go on Facebook and see all these successful Facebook people that are everywhere nowadays. Everybody's successful on Facebook. And they feel like they're doing something wrong. You're not. It just takes time. You understand? There's going to be times that, always picture this. Like when you decide to quit, you are right there for making it. Like just always keep that in your head. Because it is so true. Every time you decide to quit, you're just right there for making it. And it's just, I don't know, it's maybe a trick the freaking universe plays on us. But it's all a patience game. Like, just be patient, pick the $100, and it's almost like you forget it even exists. Just keep doing it every single month, nonstop. And make sure. Now, I know this is funny to many of you, but it's sad how true it is. Answer the freaking phone when it calls. I mean, you're spending this money and you're doing this marketing, then the phone rings and you get fucking scared to answer it. That's insane. That's the whole reason you're doing this marketing, is to get the phone call. Now, I understand that there's a million things going through your head, especially when you're new. You know, what if they ask me this question? What if they ask me that question? I'll probably create an audio later on, like, overcoming seller objections, but keep this one thing in mind. They are a homeowner. They don't know jack shit about real estate. Like, I mean, at this point, you know a lot more about real estate than they do. You are the pro. You guide the conversation. And all you really need to do is, for the love of God, just don't have a script that you, as soon as they call, hold on, let me get my script of 25 questions that I need to ask you from this douchebag guru that sold it to me. No, simple. Hey, are you interested in selling your house? Great. What's as soon as I can go see the house? Are you available today? Are you available tomorrow morning? Because then you set up an appointment right away. Once you set up an appointment, then do all the analyzing you want. If you've never been to a house, try to find somebody that can go with you that has experience. Be like, hey, I have a house visit to go to. Would you mind coming along? There's a lot of investors, and especially in a hot market, that are going to be more than happy to go with you. Just keep in mind that you will have to share some of your profits. If you're taking their time and their expertise, you got to compensate them. So they will be trying to split the deal with you or something, which is, I'm telling you, it's 100% worth it, because the learning experience you get from it, it's going to be by far the best. You're going to get on-site learning and get paid while you're doing this. But please answer the phone when it rings. Don't think that, okay, that's fine, I missed a call, I'll call them back. No. If you missed the call, the chances of you calling them back and them actually answering and saying, oh yes, I called you because I wanted to sell my house, are like less than 4%, I think it was last time. If you missed that first initial phone call, the deal is pretty much done. And that could have been the one that got you paid. You understand? So answer every single phone call. You're going to get a ton of phone calls. There are going to be more people just pissed off at you for sending letters. And it's not that they're mad at you, it's that they're mad that they're getting a shit ton of letters from everybody. But just keep going, keep doing it. Apologize for their inconvenience. That's what I tell everybody. I'm so sorry to inconvenience you. You know, I know it's very hard to take a letter and throw it in the garbage, but you know, I'll take you off my list. It's bullshit. Don't take them off the list. Send them again. Like, I mean, unless you really want to go through the process of finding who they are and taking them off the list, but keep going, because even the ones that told me, when I want to sell my house, I'm going to put a sign on the yard. I'm like, okay, not a problem. Well, you know, if you didn't want to put a sign on the yard, give me a call. No, I don't want to sell my house. Fine. 4 months later, they're still getting a letter from me. And then they're like, all right, so you keep sending me these letters. How much are you willing to offer? There we go. Now I got, you know, now we can talk. Now you're interested in selling. Now you're interested in hearing an offer. Yeah, they're still a little pissed off, but hey, you know, it might turn out to be something. So keep those in mind. Set a budget at least for 12 months. And if you can start by not wanting a deal or not needing a deal for those first 12 months, that's how you're really going to succeed, because that's going to get rid of the impatience. It's know that for the first 12 months, you're not going to do anything. You know, so this way you keep going. And obviously, the bigger your budget, the more chances you're going to have of hitting a deal. So, you know, but $100 is still 200 pieces every single month. You know, you're still getting in front of 200 sellers. And out of those 200, I'm sure you're going to get about 20 or 30 of them that are going to bounce back because of undeliverable addresses and all that. Chase those down. Go see why it didn't get there. And really just be persistent. Set a budget. And don't stop as soon as you get a deal. Never stop marketing. Even if you're killing it. Even if you're successful. Bring on people to take those phone calls. But don't stop marketing. Because when you stop, the deals stop. And then it takes forever to get it going again. So I hope this helps. And stay tuned. I'm going to be putting out another one soon about door knocking and some tips and tricks about door knocking. So remember to review us, rate us, ask some questions, and share this with anybody and everybody so we can keep helping everybody out there. Thank you.